Welcome to the Stone World Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Cameron, and with me today is Rich Katzman, the CEO of Stone Services Group. Rich, you know, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Jason. No, I love what you're doing with this new digital platform, and I'm happy to be a part of it. Thanks for asking.
Of course. So first, before we kind of get into your company, just talk a little bit about yourself, who you are and how you got where you are today.
Sure. I'll keep it short and sweet because I don't want to bore everybody. But for the last 4 years prior to Stone Services Group, I was president of Laser Products, right? So I essentially ran that business. Right, and my roles as president was really, it's an established great company. So they didn't need a lot of deep dive fixing from me. What I was doing was talking to the industry, getting out in front of our fabricator customers, trying to figure out, project what was coming next. So obviously did all of the, MIA shows and TICE and coverings and all that stuff. And really, I was just out meeting people, asking them, what's coming. And so that was just such an enjoyable role for me. While there also, we as Laser Products bought and started up a new company called Precision Measuring and Training, which was a services company for fabricators that essentially offered residential templating as an outsource. And so we saw a huge need. Again, same story, rewind 2 years ago, fabricators are growing like crazy. And they kept saying, gosh, if we only had better qualified people, we could grow even faster. So as a business, Laser Products said, well, we sell templating machines, right? Let's build a business that provides digital templating resources so they buy more lasers and we help the industry. So, we also launched that while I was at Laser Products. Since unwound it, we kind of took a step back. Your audience may know, but last November, I left Laser Products to form my current company, which is called Stone Services Group.
All right, perfect. And yeah, just kind of going right with that, what exactly do you do at Stone Services Group?
Sure. So just as we did at Laser Products, when we kind of listened to fabricator needs, I took that into the new company. And we've done is we've created two kind of separate but synergistic kind of value propositions for fabricators. On one side of the business, we offer commercial install and templating. So anything larger than 1,000 square feet, we have resources spread across the country, again, from my LPI days and from working for the last year doing this, where we can provide templating of all templating, installation services of stone or solid surface. So what we found out there is that a lot of fabricators were winning commercial work, and either they didn't have the resources to install it themselves, they had the resources to fabricate it, but maybe not to install it, or through a relationship, they won work out of their service territory, and they didn't want to send their templaters and their installers, 5 hours away to go do a project. So that's where we step in kind of as a project by project basis and offer, highly qualified install and templating. And that's about, I would say, 75% of our business right now. Lots of commercial work going on, right? We've kind of had these waves, again, these COVID waves, where at first everything shut down, then only, schools, hospitals opened back up. Then the dam started to break because there were so many projects that needed to get done, kind of the rest of commercial opened up. So we've kind of ridden some waves on that. And right now, we've got projects going all over the country, right from as far east as Miami, all the way out to, we've got one in Seattle starting here in a little bit. So certainly we cover the gamut of the geography offering those services to fabricators. And I know, I'm sorry, I'm from Chicago. I talk a lot and I talk fast.
That's quite all right. That's just like us on the East Coast. So I understand.
Exactly. We could have a 3 hour conversation in 20 minutes, you and I. And then the other side of my business, which I absolutely love, which I'm actually a little bit more passionate about, is taking kind of new age, state of the art technology products and helping fabricators select them and implement them. And so certainly with the way COVID has changed everything, the technologies that we're focused on are more slanted towards, okay, how do we sell more stuff? How do we get new customers in this new world where everybody stays at home? And even after we come out of it, a lot more people are going to be working from home. And so I've aligned myself with four or five different companies. Most members of your audience have heard of them before, right? It's the quote countertops of the world, Stone App, right? Jeffrey Grand's hot sauce is just a phenomenal product. These different technologies that have been developed, I like to help the fabricators seamlessly kind of implement them, get them in, get them going, and help them that way.
All right, perfect. And kind of going along with that, because this is one of the things I really wanted to talk to you about, because it's something that I think the industry has always been kind of lacking, and that has to do with technology and marketing, and just either marketing to new clients, marketing to existing clients. So I guess now in this COVID world, and we're getting towards the fall season again, just how important is it for fabricators to market themselves?
It's I mean, not to over-dramatize it, but I mean, it's do or die, right? I mean, I know of many fabricators that not many, that might be a little bit too much. I have good friends that have gone under in the last 4 or 5 months or are on the brink of it, right? And so it's required. It's no longer, hey, let's market because we can boost revenue. It's more of a must have, right? A ticket to get in than it is a perk at these points. And I don't think that's going to shock anybody, but it's a different world out there. And, kind of the way we look at it is we kind of separate how do we sell and upsell more things to a certain customer that we have versus how do we expand our reach and not only close a higher percent of new customers, but reach a higher percent of new customers. And that's kind of how we look at the market from a opinion perspective. On the current customers, right? We've had a tradition in our industry of not wanting to ask for upgrades, right? That's mm-hmm. just embedded in us. And we're your trusted supplier. We're going to give you everything. It's all included in the price. And that's just not how anybody buys these days,
right?
You know, so whether you're talking, replacement of current top, or you're talking, a protection plan or an enhanced anything, right? We're just not good at asking for that extra dollar. And there's so many statistics out there that just show how much easier it is to get an extra $250 off of a current customer than it is to go find a new customer that's gonna provide you $250. So in that vein, I love to have conversations with sales forces. I love to talk to owners about new compensation models, right? The dreaded commission words or if you want to call them bonuses, right? There's so many ways to incent these sales forces to get that extra $250 a job, $500 a job, it's something that's easily achievable, right? And then you've got platforms, Jeffrey's hot sauce is phenomenal, right? That essentially, lets a customer to a certain degree select the upgrades they want. There's packages like that out there that really help out in this regard also.
Perfect. One of the things that I always find kind of interesting with this is it seems like, with all this, I guess upsell for lack of a better word, but marketing and whatnot. This was the direction everything was going. And it just seems like COVID kind of, sped this whole process up. I mean, do you kind of agree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's everybody now, it's almost expected, right? Everybody gets that people are struggling. Maybe not that broad, that succinct of a word, but people are really trying to make a little bit more money, right? I mean, unemployment, we're not growing at 4% like we were a few years ago. So people expect you to ask for a little bit more. And when you're not, you're just kind of leaving money on the table. So absolutely, COVID has taken us to this point where you have to be doing this. It's expected. My favorite example, again, coming from Jeffrey and his team, is if you think about buying something on Amazon, right, which everybody does every day now, the first thing Amazon will put in the bottom right corner of your purchase is additional suggestions, right? You buy a flat screen TV. Do you want the warranty? Do you want, you know, an extra HDMI cable? Do you want a stand for it? As a consumer, I don't get annoyed at Amazon when I see that or feel that, you know, they're trying to cram a bunch of stuff at me that I don't need. I expect it now. And I think that's how our countertop consumers feel also. They're almost waiting for you to say, hey, do you want, you know, a trinket with that? Do you want a this? Do you want a that? And we've just got to shift ourselves to do it a little bit more often than we are.
No, yeah, I agree. And I spoke to Jeffrey. He did one of the podcasts like early on. And one of the things I always found that was interesting that he was saying was, you know, customers, I guess years ago, used to get upset if you tried to sell them, you know, too much and go a little too over the top. And now it seems, according to him, that the trend is, you know, customers will be upset with you if, oh, I didn't know that was an option. I didn't know I could do that. And they get kind of upset that you're not selling them the extra thing. It's kind of fascinating, really.
Exactly. It's this whole pendulum effect, right? So we've swung too far to not wanting to ask that we're actually hurting the customers.
Right.
You know, one of the interesting things I saw too is I also work with Granite Gold Protection Plans, right? Great company, all fabricators started out of the East Coast. And when you look at the statistics, it's something like 40% of all consumers will buy a protection plan if offered to them, right? I've got one on my couch, for Christ's sake. You know, yeah. When I spill my red wine, right? So at 40%, yet when you ask a fabricator, no, but you know, we have a 1-year warranty, that's good enough. But they're not even, right, that 40% that wants to buy it, they're not even offering it to them.
Yeah, and I mean, that's so true. And it's easy money, essentially, right? It's just right there.
It's just right there for the taking. Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, so that's kind of the one side, right? Which is, you know, let's just make a little bit more on each sale. That's gonna help out everything across, you know, that's gonna pay for everything. You don't have to spend more on Facebook ads or going out and trying to get a new sale. That's just, you know, pure profit to a certain degree. The other side, right, is, okay, so what has COVID done to generating new business? And from what I've seen and talked to a lot of East Coast fabricators too, where it feels to me like they've jumped on board with this earlier than maybe the West Coast has, is Zoom in-home quoting and presentations. And from, you know, from the guys I've spoken to, it is incredibly effective. And so they, you know, just like everybody Zooms, right? Every kid, everybody is Zooming these days. Customers are incredibly comfortable now with having a face-to-face. It's essentially the exact same thing you would do in your showroom, right? You've got high-res thumbnails of your products. You can show them pictures of edges, right? Essentially, everything that you can do in your showroom can be done on a Zoom in-home, you know, consultation, right? Designers have been doing it forever, right? So we're a little late to that party. And so I've talked to, you know, again, I'm thinking of a fabricator out of Pittsburgh that, I mean, that's the norm for them now. They're doing more Zoom in-home consultations than they are in showroom consultations. And it has changed their business. And they're one of them that I talked to them yesterday, as a matter of fact. As we're seeing some fabricators slow now, right, where they're not getting that fall boost that we're used to seeing, right? You do really well up until May, June. Everyone has the kids home, summer vacations, things slow in July. Then you get the wave that says, oh, we're hosting Thanksgiving this year. Kids are back in school, you know, and everybody sees a nice pop that comes into the fall. what our company's seeing out there on the residential side is that pop isn't happening. We don't know if it's, you know, just kind of COVID burnout, right? Everybody's talking about this second wave. I mean, there's just, you know, the kids are home for Christ's sake. So what we're seeing now is, you know, most of us from a fabricator standpoint did fine through March, through April, through June, July expected slowdown. But what's now going to potentially start hurting is this fall busy season seems to be less than what we expected. And so this is where our company believes we need to reach out and pull those customers in. We can't expect business as usual, you know, 2019 to look like 2020.
So kind of going along with that, I mean, what are some options that fabricators should be, focusing on as far as social media, you know, what marketing techniques or maybe other digital products that are out there to, you know, help improve their business and get more customers, retain customers, you know, et cetera.
Sure. So from our perspective, there's the social, you know, the guys that do social outreach, social marketing every day, right? Highly technical stuff. They specialize in it. So these are the guys that look at reports and say, okay, this week, we see a value in Google Ads, so we're gonna spend $150 on Google Ads. You know, we're gonna spend a little bit less on Facebook this week, and now we're gonna try this. There's some very, very good companies out there that specialize in our industry. And those, you know, certainly I can provide links to. I know them, I've worked with them before, and they do a great job of kind of building the outreach program for social, for fabricators. That's a must, right? I mean, what's great about our industry is there's huge value right now in the cost of Facebook and Google Ads relative to other industry segments, right? So what we can get for $150 a week or $150 a month for that matter on Facebook buys is so much more than other kind of comparable industries. I don't know why. I just think it's a problem. I kind of do know why. It's because our industry isn't spending as much as other industries, right? I mean, it's supply and demand. So there's incredible value out there right now to be, let's take Pittsburgh, right? To be the market leader in Pittsburgh, right? For under $1,000 a month, you can push your company and be the Pittsburgh stone guy, right? And so there's this gap right now until all of us kind of get on board and start doing it, where there's incredible buying value out there for, you know, for social and for digital marketing. The other side of that coin is a couple of companies that we work with that provide either the backbone for that or kind of cool and exciting tools for that. Right, I've come to love Quote Countertops. Right, I've known Frank for years. That company provides digitalizers, bathroom and kitchen digitalizers that plug right into websites of fabricators, and in-home online quoting tools. Right, so if I was doing it, right, I would align with Quote, and my Zoom meetings would have kind of my face, customer face. And then we would use Quote's quoting tool, a little redundant, to move through the process with the customer on the Zoom call, right? It shows the products, it shows the upgrades, it shows everything. That to me is an incredibly effective way to get to the customer's home, more so than just kind of, you know, two faces looking at each other and showing thumbnails. So I would highly recommend the Quote guys for that side of it. And then I got to do a shameless plug here too. One of my favorite software packages, I got to say it's my favorite, is Stone App, right? It's an ERP solution. And the Stone App guys have built, you know, kind of the end to end from the very beginning. They will take a quote that's either from Quote Countertops or someone has filled in an interest form on a website, and they will take that lead and they will manage that job all the way through quoting, scheduling, you know, fabrication, install, billing, all seamlessly. And they do just an amazing job helping fabricators with that, right? It's a little off topic, Jason, for kind of what we're talking about is how do we get more money, but it's an amazing tool if you're ready to kind of take this leap and you want to make sure that nothing falls through the cracks.
All right, awesome. One of the things that when you're bringing up with quote countertops and whatnot is, it always brings up the discussion. And I know you've been to the, stone industry education events that we hold with the Natural Stone Institute. And one of the things that I always found interesting is fabricators always kind of hate talking about their price, right? They never want to talk about what it's actually going to cost. They don't want to put it out there on the website. And there's been recently, some pretty good arguments of why you should be doing that, right? Setting up customer expectation, preparing the customer for, if I charge more, but the reason is because I'm so great at all these things. Kind of what is your thought process behind that?
I don't take a hard stance one way or the other on that because I really do see both sides of the argument, right? You hate seeing those, granted installed 1999 hard signs, right? And then as soon as you say we're $60 a foot, that customer is so turned off, right? So I absolutely see both sides of that argument. What Quote has done to kind of manage, and I'm sorry, this isn't really answering your question, but what Quote does is it puts all the pricing behind a wall. So if I'm just, if I'm just shopping, right, or I'm a competitor and I want to know what you're selling, something for, I have to give you my phone number, and then there's an automatic, how you get those 6-digit code type of things.
Right.
So the Quote guys know who you are. You can't just go on there and start looking at prices. So they've done a nice job of putting it behind the wall. Mm-hmm. I would say, in general, I think I would be more aggressive in showing my prices than less. But again, I can certainly see both sides of that. Where do you land on that topic? It's an interesting question.
It's probably because I'm a millennial. So I look at this through how I look at the price for everything else. Is that if I'm buying a big screen TV, and for example, if you go to like Best Buy, let's say, and I see a price of TVs $500, and the next one is, originally $650, but put it in your shopping cart and see what it is. Naturally, I'm so turned off by that I don't even bother looking at it. I don't bother putting it in the cart. I don't want to take the extra step. Now, I know this is a huge generational thing because I've gotten discussions with people about it. But for me as a millennial, I want to know the expectation ahead of time because, for example, I'm replacing a door in my house. And this company was upfront with their pricing that it's going to be a more expensive door, and this is why. And they explained the whole thing. And then I got a quote from a second company that was kind of didn't really tell me much about their pricing and is trying to like kind of sell me on different things. I'm just asking for their prices. And it was actually lower than the other company, but the hoops I had to jump through just was such a sour taste in my mouth. That was like, I don't even want to deal with them. I'd rather go with the better company. I believe in what they said. They were upfront about that pricing. So I believe that they'll be upfront about other things. And again, maybe it's more of a personal thing and not even generational, but that's just kind of how I look at it.
Sure. All valid, right? And I'm similar, but a little bit less, right? I would, if I saw, I do a little, I'm more, right, again, I'm older, right? I'm older than you. I'm not a millennial. I would judge that same experience on going to the website, right? Reading some customer reviews, seeing how long they've been in business, maybe trying to, do a little bit of external research, see if there's any bad feedback out there. Whereas not seeing that price to me, that's almost secondary to me. From my point of view, I want to make sure this is a company that I want to do business with. Mm-hmm. Then, okay, let's see if they're priced in the market or not. And again, we're both right and we're both wrong, right?
Well, and that's what's fascinating, right? Because there is no true right answer, right? It's all perspective and how you view a situation. And for fabricators, it's tough because, how do you accommodate you as a customer and me as a customer? You can't win with that.
And I guarantee you're not going to like this, but once you millennials move out of your parents' house, then we will definitely be marketing to you. So.
Probably, yes. All right. So, you know, we've kind of talked some pretty, broad topics, but I guess, let's say I'm listening to this podcast right now and, I was going to talk to you, Rich, and I'm saying, hey, what can I do right now today for my fabrication shop to improve my business? What would you say to me?
I would say first, absolutely. I would say, take a look at your website critically. That's where it's over 80% these days in our industry. People are starting their search from Google. Mm-hmm. So make, even if they've driven by your shop, 1,000 times every day on the way to work, when they decide they want a top, they're starting with Google. They may type your name in, but that's where they're starting. So make sure that asset is as good as you can make it, whether it's, up-to-date thumbnails, live inventory, visualizers, customer feedback. That is so important right now. Everybody's at home. Everybody's Googling like crazy. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the easy no-brainer, right? I mean, and you can go from a average website to a, top 10% of our industry website, for a handful of $1,000, right? It's not a $25,000 investment. It's a $4,000 investment to be kind of top of the top with websites in our industry. Mm-hmm. And then I would immediately go to social. I would either hire an independent, there's lots of good independents out there, or talk, Rockhead's do a great job. They've got people mm-hmm. that they've liked, talk to others in the industry, get a referral, and find someone who can really get you out in front. And that can be done instantly, right? What's different about now than even like 2 or 3 years ago, when Laser Products, for example, was kind of rebranding, updating, refreshing our website, you start dumping all this money into SEO, right? Mm-hmm. And then so you get to the top of the Google list, right? You want to be on the first page. That's expensive and time consuming. It takes months for that to take effect. Mm-hmm. Whereas nowadays, you can buy these ads on Facebook and you will instantly be there in front of your consumer. So it's kind of a different ballgame right now where there's some low-hanging fruit out there. So, one, get the website up and running, get the right tools on the website. Two, get someone who knows social and get them out there for you, because you're going to be really pleasantly surprised at the amount of inbound traffic you get from that. Those are kind of 1-2 on my list.
All right, perfect. And kind of going along with the Facebook ad thing, because I don't personally run Facebook ads. I know this question comes up a lot. And I never have a good answer. So just kind of pick your brain. I mean, how much, if we're running like a Facebook ad, let's say, what should I roughly expect to be, putting out, monthly wise, of how much money is it going to cost me?
Yeah. Can I give you my depends answer? But I know that's, right. Chicago's different than Pittsburgh. Right. And, which is different than Des Moines. Right. For a reasonably sized city, right, non-top five city, mm-hmm. For $500 a month, which is nothing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, for $500 a month, you can absolutely make your presence known with Facebook ads.
Okay, well, that's good to know, because it's funny because people bring it up and they're like, well, I don't know if I should be spending like $5 a month or $1,000 a month. I'm like, I wish I could help you. I really don't know. So it's good to talk to, somebody that's more of an expert than I am about it. So.
Yeah, no, right. And I'm certainly not an expert at buying or I'm just kind of an expert at talking to people who have seen results, right? if you were going to ask me a level 2 question on that topic, I'd have to punt, right? But so.
All right, perfect, Rich. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I appreciate it. But before you go, if somebody's listening to this and they want to get in contact to you and talk more in depth, how should they reach out to you?
Oh, fantastic. Yes. So, Rich Katzman, cell phone, direct phone, love talking to anybody, right? I don't want to sound lonely, but I just had Achilles tendon rupture surgery. So I'm at home all the time now. So give me a call. Cell phone is 815-210-1006. Our website is stoneservicesgroup.com. And then my email address is just rich@stoneservicesgroup.com. Reach out any way you'd like. I'd love to chat with you. Can send you referrals, you know, anything. I love to hear from people.
All right, fantastic. Well, Rich, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Jason. I enjoyed it. Thank you for the good questions. Appreciate it.